So I have the equipment set up, and I'm ready to start this podcast. I'm Evan Schaefer from Notes from the Legal Underground. It's January 16th, 2005. On Sundays on the Legal Underground, for about the past year, I've been doing a weekly law school roundup. Never, however, in audio format. So this will be an experiment in audio blogging by means of a podcast. This is take number 8, and I'm starting to realize that the podcasting thing is much more difficult than people like Denise Howell at Bag and Baggage make it look. I'm going to talk a little bit about Denise at the end of this podcast, which is going to be divided into 3 sections. First, I have about 7 post-law student posts from law student weblogs to talk about. Second, there will be a thanks section because there are some people that I'd like to thank. And third, I'll have some technical notes about podcasting and about the setup that led to this particular podcast. So I'll begin the post section with a post by Dylan of the Slithery D called Decimated, which is about running. And Dylan's to be congratulated because he made it 3 laps around the park, totaling a bit over 10 miles, and used the word craptacular to describe his own performance. I think I identified with this post because I'm a runner myself. Although I don't share Dylan's own motivations for running. And if you want to find out what those are, you can look at my weblog in the show notes and go read the post yourself, which I thought was funny. And leads me to a second post by Dylan, which I believe is just underneath the first on his weblog, called Mistaken Identity, which is a post about a new weblog called Clearly Erroneous. And Dylan says, quote, as most of you know, a group of people, including myself, have started a group blog, Clearly Erroneous, where the contributors can make completely anonymous posts that they wouldn't want on their already pseudonymous sites. I posted about Clearly Erroneous last week in the Weekly Law School Roundup. It's a new group blog by a group of big-name law student webloggers who are already anonymous, and this new weblog gives them an opportunity to be even more anonymous, which I think was an interesting experiment in anonymous weblogging, and according to what's been written there on the Clearly Erroneous website, it's off to a good start. One thing interesting, though, I noted about it, when it began, as of last week or 2 weeks ago, it had along its right side a list of the contributors to the weblog. That list is now gone for reasons unknown to me. Another thing I noticed from the past week about Clearly Erroneous was that there was a note that readers of the weblog should quit trying to guess in the comment section who wrote the posts. And it leads me to speculate that the list of contributors is gone because some of them may not have, I'll put it this way, some of the content on the weblog may have been even too outrageous for some of the contributors who may have become a little bit uncomfortable about their names being associated with that particular weblog. And of course, I'm just speculating, but you might want to go check it out for yourself because, as I say, I think it's an interesting experiment in weblogging that bears watching. Now for a little digression, as I sit here talking about these posts, it makes me think of other better uses for the audio blogging concept, which I think it's particularly well suited to doing interviews. And I'm probably going to post about that on my site next week. This is actually my third experiment with audio blogging. The last 2 weeks, I did a couple short word of the day posts where I set particular legal words to music. And when I did that, I knew that I would be able to handle the sound aspect, but I didn't know how to make an RSS feed that would allow somebody with an iPod to get these particular broadcasts into their iPod. I'll explain a little bit more about that at the end of the show. But it so happened that this week on Wednesday, I woke up and I had the flu thing that was going around, and I didn't work. It's been the first time in quite a while that I felt too sick to work, but I was laying in bed thinking about RSS, and the aspirin kicked in, and then I got online with my laptop in bed. And as anybody who programs computers knows, sometimes when you get that bug, you can't stop even if you're sick. And I spent about 3 hours researching RSS and trying to figure out everything I would need to know in order to create a feed, which, as it turns out, is not complicated at all. But I was having some technical problems as I sat there in bed with a fever trying to figure it out. But I did. I did figure it out. And as far as I know, my RSS feed is working. And I reported to Andrea, my wife and my law partner, that the night before I had been had a fever and been having these strange fever dreams that kept recurring, having to do with I don't want to tell you what it has to do with because it's about a weblog, and it's kind of bizarre to be dreaming about a weblog. But that's exactly the kind of thing that happens when you have a fever. And Andrea professed not to know that what I was talking about. But then I saw this post at 2 cents and change called Law Fever, which pretty much describes the sort of thing that I was talking about, the kind of bizarre thoughts you can have when you have a fever, especially when you're dreaming. So I marked that particular post. The next post in the post section is by Buff's Law, and it's about professional responsibility class. Buff's Law writes in part in this post, quote, "Obviously, it's a little stupid to be bothered by such a substanceless class, but I already dislike it. I hate pretenders, and this class is a pretender. I hate feel-good, let's-chat-about-the-world problems classes. Should you disclose the fact that your client killed other people? Let's see." And it goes on. If you want to read about professional responsibility class and why Buff's Law doesn't particularly like it, I recommend that post to you. Next, we have a post by Frolics and Detour called My Head Hurts. And it appears to me that nothing has changed about law school since I went there, since I was there. Frolics and Detour reports that she's getting too old for going out and partying like a rock star. Although she did make it to class at 11:30, she was throwing up the whole afternoon and didn't eat anything until 6:15 in the evening. Not to worry, though, she has a cure. She just needs to get used to going out again and drinking a lot after the long winter break of hardly any alcohol. I guess practice does make perfect, she says. And I don't really know what to say about that, but I did list it as one of the posts for today. Now, when I was reading weblogs yesterday at this point, Sam woke up from his nap and he started crying. He was in his swing. And I was alone with him in the house, so I got him out of his swing, and I made him happy, and he wouldn't let me work on my post because he kept knocking the keyboard with his little fingers, trying to grab it with his hands. So we got the camera out, and we went to the bathroom and took some pictures, one of which appears on the show notes for this particular post. I think that that this particular post probably needs to be illustrated with a picture of a baby to make it slightly more entertaining. Next post is by tamboli.cx. And this particular weblog is doing something interesting that I haven't heard of, at least. The weblog is keeping a notes wiki, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right. A wiki being a sort of weblog that any reader can change himself or herself from their own computer. And on this particular weblog, there will be notes from class set up as a wiki so that other people in the class can change the notes. And the author of the weblog isn't sure if the idea will pan out or work, but I think it's definitely an interesting idea, which has, you know, many other applications if it turns out to be successful. The next post is by Raw Law. Raw Law reported on January 14th that she's had some success with, quote, "the most magnificent money-making scheme," close quote, that has to do with selling law school tax even though her bookstore wouldn't buy them back. And for anybody trying to sell law school textbooks, maybe you ought to check out that particular post by Raw Law. Next, we're up to Dave of Preaching to the Perverted, who always signs his name with an exclamation point, like, Dave! And I don't know whether to call him Dave or Dave, so I'm just going to call him Dave. And I really like Dave's weblog. I've known about it for before Dave started law school. I recommend it to you, and he has an interesting post from last week about being disappointed about the first grade that he received in his law school career. And I recommend the post to you. I thought it was a very honest post and the kind of weblog post that I like to read. In the comments to the particular post, a commenter said, quote, odds are pretty good that on your deathbed you'll not be so severely concerned about the grade you received on any of life's little tests, but rather how you did on the things as a whole. Close quote. Which is a nice sentiment, but probably didn't make Dave feel a whole lot better. Anyway, go read that post. Next, I'd like to say happy birthday to Energy Spatula of Will Work for Favorable Dicta, who turned 30 last week. And as I was reading my list of law school weblogs yesterday, I saw many, many birthday wishes to Energy Spatula on many, many weblogs. And so happy birthday to Energy Spatula. Next, before I get to the thanks section, I have a note on pronunciations. One of the problems with speaking as opposed to writing is you have to know how to pronounce the words. And I remember once I was in 10th grade and the teacher asked a question about Greek philosophy, and I raised my hand with the philosopher's name and I said it was Plato. And everybody in my class laughed at me. And ever since, I've been a little bit nervous about pronunciations. So if I messed anything up, I apologize, and I'll try to do better next time. I'd like to say thanks to 5 weblogs that added permalinks on their sites to my site, Legal Underground, in the past couple of weeks. And those are Stereo Decisis, Gay Ninja Robot, Queen's Law Life, Looking Out the Fishbowl, and Nudum Pactum. And links to those particular websites are available in the show notes for this podcast. I'd also like to say thanks to Aaron Call, who is a law student at SIU Carbondale, who worked for Schaefer and Lemire for the past month. He's now on his way back to school, and we wish him luck during the second semester of his law school career. Aaron initially got in contact with me through weblogging. He has a weblog called rocker.net that I've linked to on my site. Now for some brief technical notes. If you haven't had a chance to figure out how to use iPod or to download content onto your iPod, I urge you to do it. It's a really neat process, which I learned about on Denise Howell's Bag and Baggage weblog. And I wasn't sure at first whether I would be able to figure out and get her programs onto my iPod, but it was actually a very simple process that entailed just a couple of steps. Step one was downloading the iPodder program, and step two was subscribing to the RSS feeds. And all you do there is get the URL to the RSS feed, which everybody knows how to do, I think, and then copy and paste it into the iPodder program and click on the button that says add feed or subscribe or something like that. And after that, you'll be set up to automatically get the content from that particular channel or that particular podcast. Whenever there's new content available, it will show up on your iPod when you sync your iTunes with your iPod. I don't know if that explanation was any good, but it's not hard to figure out. And after you've done it, you can subscribe to other podcast channels, such as Denise Howell's Bag and Baggage podcasts. There are a lot of music podcasts that are available. One that I listen to that I like a lot is called Coverville. And it's all pushed to you by means of RSS without even having to think about it once you set up the software and subscribe to the particular channels that you like. I'm doing podcasts more as an experiment than anything else, to, at least in these early stages, to try to figure out how it might be useful. And I think after listening to Denise Howell's last podcast that this format on legal weblogs will work very well with interviews. And Denise's second podcast was an interview with Wallace Wang, the author of Steal This File Sharing book, which is very interesting, and I recommend it to you. I ended up buying the book after I listened to the interview. For anybody interested in the technical setup that led to this particular podcast, I have a setup that's designed more for music, but it seems to work well for recording any kind of sound. I have a Rode NT1000 microphone that I'm using, which is plugged into a tube amp by Applied Research and Technology, which then goes into a Tascam 8-track digital recorder, where I can look on it right now and see that this podcast is now 16 minutes and 47 seconds long. When I'm finished, I'll press it by means of a CD burner to a WAV file. Then I'll take that to my computer and rip it, and then load it into a program called Cool Edit, where I can tweak things a little bit and cut out the dead space and maybe add some reverb. Then I'll take that WAV file and run it through a program called T-Rax 24 Mastering Software, which works very well with music, but probably is completely overkill with this particular podcast. That will leave me with a WAV file that then needs to be converted to MP3, which I'll do, and then it will be ready for upload to my website where it can be accessed by everybody. And that is about 1,000 times more complicated than it needs to be. If you want to do your own audio blogging, I think that probably all you need is a microphone plugged into your computer, and you're all set. And with that, we'll bring this podcast for January 16th, 2005 to an end. Thanks for participating. There's plenty more content at Notes from the Legal Underground at www.legalunderground.com.